Who's doing it?
Well, we should do it.
Is it a fundraiser or what?
They were giving to Coach Salas. But that's awesome. Yeah.
Yeah, I put that out there for y'all to see. I thought y'all'd like those.
That's pretty cool.
It's 7 o'clock, so I guess I'll go ahead and call our meeting to order. Trent, you want to lead us in the invocation, please?
I sure will. Father, we're thankful for this evening, and we think of the many blessings that you give us. Blessings in our families and our community and schools, and we just pray that you give us the guidance and the perseverance, and as we oversee and help our administration and faculty, parents and kids do well. And we're looking forward to a good year, Father. We pray for, continue to pray for that as well. Lead us and guide us. In Christ's name, amen.
Okay, did everybody have a chance to look over the consent agenda items? Oh, audience, open forum. Does anybody have anything to address? Anyone want to say anything? No. Okay, consent agenda items, sorry. Did everybody have a chance to look over them? So, do we have a motion to approve? Been moved by Tammy. Is there a second? Second by Benita. All those in favor?
Aye.
All those opposed? Motion carries. Okay, we don't have
no reports.
No reports. So you want to tell us about Ms. Metters?
Yes.
Is that how you say that?
Yes, that's correct. It's Cheyenne Metters. Tonight we have for your consideration to hire a girls basketball candidate named Cheyenne Metters. She's coming to us by way of McGregor. She's been primarily a junior high coach, but good background. She interviewed well, and we believe she'll be an excellent candidate for our girls basketball position.
Any questions?
How many applicants you have?
Four. Three.
So, you interviewed three?
No. No, sir.
One. Okay.
Yes, sir. Which, if we wouldn't have had her, we would have, you worked your way down the list and stuff.
So, what do we have for other coaches?
For other coaches?
Yeah, what's... Everybody else still...
Yes, sir, yeah. Now, we'll have to figure out which we... We hope it can make, who will work with. It works better to have a female coach with female athletes, of course. You cannot have just a male coach without having female support, for obvious reasons. We've talked to someone, I think, that's going to be able to help, with that, to help kind of in the role that Coach Humphrey's wife filled last year. But that's not done yet. And so, but we know we'll have to pitch her some help with that, so.
This woman's single, no kids, right?
It's correct.
She got a house lined up.
Yes, yeah. She'll live in the Coach Humphrey's house he was in.
So when you say you have somebody that's you're thinking of as to help her, are you thinking you're going to have another coach?
No, we won't be adding anybody, but we may, it's already somebody on staff.
That's what I mean.
Okay, yes.
Have somebody that is also a coach already help her?
Well, the reason why I'm not saying it more because we haven't got a firm yes or no on it. She does not have it. She would like to go in and maybe help, and we don't have a firm yes on it, so I don't want to, say this is who it is. And
mm-hmm.
so,
mm-hmm.
But I think it's going to work out that way. And no, she's not currently a coach and is not coach, so... I mean, if I can finish off, but I think y'all really will enjoy her. She interviewed very well. I think the girls will take to her.
What is she teaching?
So we still have that a little bit open. I don't know. Have we assigned her or teaching
forensic science right now?
Forensic. Okay.
We have
kids, but she needs to also be teaching PE
okay.
in elementary.
So she's not certified?
She is working on her certification.
So she's not certified?
Yes, that's correct.
But we didn't have any other options.
Yeah. It's
a
market
that we're in. And we'll have a certified person with her, hopefully.
She'll have a mentor, and she'll go through, I think, again, this is probably more information. The current alternative certification program she's in was not giving her the support that she needs. You need to be in a good, you need to have a good program that supports you. So she's changing programs, which I think that will help her, which we didn't finalize, but she talked about even going to WT. WT's program we're high on. We like what they do and their level of support. But we'll make sure those things are in place and we help her. But that is the market, and when we're able to get certified people in, that's our first choice.
She's actively working on it.
She is, yes, that's correct.
It's the ones that are letting it sit.
How long has she been teaching?
She's fairly young. Sorry on this, don't get me swearing on it, but I think it's around 5 years, so she's pretty...
She was at Petersburg for a bit.
Not long. She was there as a paraprofessional. Then she went back and got her degree and working on her certification.
Okay.
So, yeah, so, and they spoke very well of her. And so.
Okay. Good. Anything else? Do you have a motion?
Second.
No, oh. I need the motion first.
Motion.
By Trent. Do we have a second? All those in favor of hiring Cheyenne Metters?
Aye.
All those opposed? Motion carries. Okay, you want to tell us about the...
Sure. So we, y'all may have saw our online auction. You may or may not know. Did any of y'all see the online auction? It's through a company called Renee Bates, who does many school districts. They also do cities. But we sold some vehicles, some buses, some ag equipment, some kitchen equipment. Anyway, all totaled, it came to just under $31,000. So a pretty good little bit. So what I wanted to put out, just make sure we're on the all okay and on the same page, I'd like to take that money and put it into either an SUV, a van, or a sedan. If we can get a combination, I will, but I will not go over the amount that the auction brought in. So,
when you say a van, are you thinking like a 15 passenger, like the size?
That's correct. Yeah. There's one I have my eye on that's just like the one we have. And it just gives us some versatility.
Yeah, because that was in pretty high demand at the end of the year.
It is.
There
so
was
to have
some,
a second
some
one.
Some big things.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
They're very practical for us to get. Now, yeah. This is a little...
If you want the back seat to fold down, it'd be way better.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it would. Yeah. Instead of putting everything in the middle.
Yeah. It makes
yeah,
it handy.
That's pretty scary. Yeah.
Now, one of the things... that we'll have to look at as we go forward. Well, I'm getting ahead of myself, so I'm not going to say that. So let me hold on. It has to do with transportation, but let me not get ahead of myself there. So
how many vehicles do we currently have here? Like how many?
Oh, my goodness.
A lot?
We have four SUVs, two 15-passenger vans, one passenger car, and two minivans. Well, three, I'm sorry. One of them we just use strictly for an out-of-town route.
So the actual 15-passenger van, like you're saying, or the one we have currently have would probably be the best bet.
It gives us a lot of flexibility. Mm-hmm. One, in who, you know, you can get them to, that's able to drive it, mm-hmm. the number of kids. And yeah, and sometimes it is, like Clint was saying, you need an extra row for, you know, for cargo more than you need for the seats for kids, so. But they don't always come with those fold-down seats. So.
Do you need a motion?
Yes, ma'am.
It's been moved by Benita, seconded by Trent. All those in favor of authorizing Denver to buy a used vehicle?
Aye.
Aye.
All those opposed? Motion carries. Okay. I guess at this point we need to go into closed session to discuss our guardian program.
I'm make a motion to go into closed session.
Moved by Tammy. Second by Trent. All those in favor? All those opposed? Motion carries at 7:10 p.m.
So at this point, if you can come back in after the closed session. So
thank you.
Thank you.